Question number two is how. How do these goods and services get produced? Well, again, this is going to be determined often by the type of economic system that is producing the goods and services. Look, a traditional economy lacks capital. It lacks human capital. It lacks physical capital. Without capital, these goods are going to be produced. These services are going to be produced at a lower level. They're going to be produced at a less efficient level. They're going to take more time, more energy, more labor. They'll be very labor intensive. In a market economy, you're going to have a large amount of technology, high level of efficiency, productivity, large influx of capital in both human and physical, and you're going to have high levels of productivity, which will lead to higher standards of living for the citizens and for the workers. A command economy is kind of a mixed bag here. A command economy survives if the dictator survives. So it's obvious that what is going to have to happen is there's going to have to be high levels of productivity, high levels of capital involved in military. Because if you don't have a strong military, you can't hold the people in check. However, there's also going to be large patches of inefficiency and labor, which will replace capital because you're exporting or you're using a good amount of your resources just to keep the perpetuation of the government.